You are listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Zachariasen. Aspen Skiing Company is running on all cylinders as the World Cup finals kick off this week. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy recently talked with Vice President Auden Schendler about the company's sustainability report and environmental policies. So, Elizabeth, how does SkiCo approach events like World Cup?
Well, events like World Cup, which really can be a strain on resources, are important to SkiCo. And what Schendler is saying, he's the sustainability guru. He says he wants to use events like this as a chance to work toward bigger change through partnerships like the one that they have now with Protect Our Winters. It's about driving what he calls, quote, disproportionate change, where events like World Cup can actually inspire people to act on issues around climate change if they are being confronted with those messages throughout the event. So it's the same kind of approach as putting the Protect Our Winters logo on all SkiCo uniforms. The idea is that the most important thing that SkiCo can do, Schendler says, is to state and confront the challenges that come with trying to run a business, especially a luxury business, in a sustainable way.
Well, that's kind of the ski company's dual personality. There's like this hypocrisy of consumption, but yet they want to conserve.
Right, exactly. And in their sustainability report, they actually do address and confront this hypocrisy. Not quite all of the hypocrisies that they face, but the report is a way that the company takes a risk and admits some of those flaws. So here's what Schendler says about it.
But we're going to plod forward with our hypocrisy, our contradiction, and our humanity, and we'll keep making progress.
So that's the goal, is that despite the hypocrisy, they will just keep working toward progress.
So what does that look like? I mean, what does SkiCo's sustainability report say or indicate?
Well, it's interesting because the company has sort of two approaches. So on one hand, they're focusing a lot on the small stuff in the sustainability report, the things like changing light bulbs, upgrading boilers, things like that, that give quick, concrete results. So years ago, there was a lighting retrofit at the Little Nell that reduced the wattage at each fixture in their parking garage by 95%. And that's a pretty concrete change. They also have moved to more efficient snowmaking machines. But more recently, the company is trying to move toward this idea about messaging and lobbying and harnessing the power of the influential people to whom SkiCo has access. So there are moments in the sustainability report where it becomes clear that SkiCo's focus is not really on the little things. And here's what Schendler says about that.
I don't mean to belittle little things like drive your Prius, insulate your house, change your light bulbs,
compost.
Recycle compost. My message is, those are how you live your life. Those are important measures, but the challenge has been that people do that and declare victory.
So now they're hoping that through these partnerships, like the one with Protect Our Winters, they're inspiring bigger change and action on a bigger level. And especially from some of those higher profile clients who maybe have the ear of their congresspeople.
And then turn a blind eye when they get on their Learjets and go home.
Right. And, you know, Auden will say that the goal is to inspire people to act.
We as Aspen have an obligation to work hard to fix the economic system in which we operate. So what if we used our political power and leverage and brand to create a world where we were 100% clean energy? All the lifts ran on clean energy. All the jets were clean energy.
You know, many people see SkiCo's fleet of cars that include Audis and luxury SUVs and think, why can't they have electric or hybrid vehicles?
Yeah, and you know, the answer to that, I think, is complex and deals with the business world where they have a partnership with Audi that they're unwilling to give up at this point. And so they're just waiting for Audi to have the right technology to upgrade. So Schendler says they do want that. They are working on that, but it's not happening right now.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Elizabeth Stewart-Severy is our environment reporter here at Aspen Public Radio. Tune in tomorrow for more World Cup coverage.